Reverend sisters, my dear friends in Christ, I'd like to talk to you this morning about two prisoners that we have within our power to help. We have no doubt already been thinking much of the holy souls in purgatory. Those detained souls that have not the ability to help themselves in any way. And of course, we will think of these, the holy souls, as our first prisoner. But first, a little consideration of human nature. It is a fact that we are all selfish. And I don't mean this in a way that we are fundamentally flawed by design. We are creations of God, and with baptism, we have the spark of divinity in us. We have the life of God within us. So we are not all bad. This, by the way, is the thinking of Jansenism, a heresy condemned by the church. But it is a fact that we can only see things through our own two eyes. And this is really quite the disadvantage. We can only perceive as we perceive. And so our perspective is uniquely our own, and this means we have a hard time with empathy. Empathy we might define as the ability to understand and to share the feelings of another. It's not something that comes so naturally. We can work on it. Some people have this ability more than others. But because we perceive from our own senses, this is a difficulty. And how often empathy would save us? How often, if we could just see from someone else's perspective, all manner of evil could be averted. We might be saved from countless arguments, fights. So many things, so many of the sorrows in our life could be avoided if we tried harder to see from the other person's perspective. And so, of course, it remains we have to make this happen. We have to overcome this fault in our nature. We have to try to empathize. We have to see, if we can, from the perspective of the holy souls in purgatory. This is particularly difficult because the doctrine of purgatory is somewhat a mystery to us. We understand the doctrines, but we can't really place in our mind's eye what exactly purgatory is like. We've never been there. And so how can we truly empathize? But we can understand somewhat because we have suffered in our own lives. Think of a time, perhaps, when everything was going wrong. Maybe there was financial distress, we were in an accident. Whatever the stressful situation was, we needed help. And thanks be to God, we most likely had someone to reach out to, family, friends, loved ones. Or perhaps we could even think of a nightmare. Likely we have all had this nightmare where there is some danger we're trying to escape from. And as can only happen in a dream, we're trying to run, but it's like our feet are made of lead and we're going nowhere. We feel so helpless and terrified. And so maybe we can empathize a little bit with the holy souls in purgatory who cannot help themselves. They suffer, and suffer in a way that we cannot fully comprehend. The severity of the sufferings in purgatory surpass our human knowledge entirely. They cannot even cry out for themselves. They are waiting for us to come and find them, to offer our assistance. And my dear friends in Christ, we have that ability. This is an incredible power, really, that God has given us. That we can extend our hands to these poor, suffering souls. We can help them in a degree that is hard to understand. We can even, Holy Mother Church tells us, we can even entirely free a soul from purgatory. This is what we understand with the plenary indulgences offered, especially this month, for the holy souls in purgatory by our little works. It's not very difficult, in fact. We can free a soul from purgatory. And that prisoner, then freed, will of course be our friend for eternity. We will have an undying friendship, a companion, who will then of course intercede for us whenever the need is there. So let us try to see as best we can from the perspective of the holy souls in purgatory who cannot help themselves. Do everything in our power. Make use of those indulgences. Free as many souls from this prison as we can. And don't forget about them even when the octave of the holy souls or the month of November is over. Have a constant devotion to the holy souls in purgatory. Now, I'd like to talk to you about a second prisoner. A prisoner that we must also seek out because he remains silent. He is silent of his own accord. It's not as if he cannot reach out, but he desires to remain silent for the very reason that he wants us to seek him. And this, of course, is our Eucharistic Lord. The fathers of the church style him very often, truly, as a prisoner here in the tabernacle, in the sacred species. He has placed himself as a prisoner of love in the host, for love of us. And can we empathize? Can we see from his perspective? And what is quite the question, can we help him? What a thought that is. The master of all creation. That he might indeed offer us the opportunity to help him in any way as little and as sinful as we are. But if we can empathize, try to see from his perspective, the truth is we can help. Because he is here so patiently waiting for us, captive in the tabernacle. He only wants us to visit him. And here, between these two prisoners, amazingly, this role, the roles are reversed. When we visit the holy souls in purgatory by our prayers and our works, it is they who gain. But when we come and visit the prisoner in the tabernacle, it is we who gain everything. We can say that here below, we do still have the ability to ask for help. We are not in purgatory, in that state of purification and suffering where we have not the ability to ask for help. Here, we certainly can ask for help. And our Lord in the Holy Eucharist is here for that very reason. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will refresh you, he tells us. Come to me. We can, if we wish, visit these two imprisoned friends at the same time. And what is marvelous, we can fulfill the two great commandments at the same time. To love the Lord our God with our whole being and to love our neighbor, the holy souls, as ourselves. As ourselves, to see if we can from their perspective. So my dear friends, let us, as often as we will, let us see past our own narrow perception and come and visit these prisoners. Try often, every day, to see from God's perspective. If we can empathize with him and his love, we will never sin. And let us use our time well. Use these incredible opportunities to help the souls in purgatory. Prove that we love Almighty God. Prove that we love our neighbor as ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.